I pulled up zero fish through the ice this weekend. But you know what they say, the worst day of fishing is better than the best day doing just about anything else. And I spent great quality time with people that I love the most. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the ninth day of January 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So you know the big news that happened last Friday, of course, after 15 votes, Kevin McCarthy got elected Speaker of the House of Representatives. If you needed any more proof at all that our entire political system is 100% completely fake, you got it over this past week. The House is full of Republicans who ran on a promise, who raised money, lots of money, on a promise to hold the Biden regime accountable, to stop the deep state war on the American people, and to protect conservative values and priorities. And then those very people who made that promise go and pick Kevin McCarthy as their leader. Disgusting. We've talked about Kevin McCarthy. We've talked about some of the words that come to mind for him. Spineless, cowardly, corrupt, China, Israel, weak. Frank Luntz's old roommate. That's weird. But Kevin McCarthy is the House GOP leader for exactly one reason. Because he desperately wants to be in the history books as Speaker of the House. That's it. He wants that title. He doesn't want to become Speaker so he can achieve things. He doesn't want to become Speaker to go to war for you. He doesn't want to win victories for conservatives. No, he just wants to be a guy who was Speaker of the House. He's the kind of guy that you meet for dinner. You know these kinds of guys. And he just shows you photos on his smartphone of all of the celebrities that he's met. And I'm not making that up, by the way. Kevin McCarthy literally does that when he meets people. Kevin McCarthy is the kind of man who would do anything, and I mean anything, to become Speaker. So we have to ask, what did he do exactly? Sure, there's a public deal that he made with the holdout Republicans, but that's never the full story. What are the parts of that deal that we didn't see? What promises or threats did Kevin McCarthy make to the other Republicans to keep backing him, even as he got humiliated over and over and over and over and over again? Those Republicans who switched their votes to let McCarthy become Speaker claim that they got all of these great concessions that make it worth it. Well, I've looked at the deal. I'm not very impressed. They get a floor vote on term limits for House members. They get a floor vote for better border policy. Well, we don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. So neither of those things are happening. They're symbolic. It's 100% professional wrestling. It's fake. It's theater. They got to promise that they'll get 3 days to read bills before they have to vote on them. Whoopty freaking do. They got concessions about how easy it will be to amend bills, but that doesn't necessarily help us. No, that could easily help the communists because now they can propose amendments, get just a five or so Republicans to flip, and then suddenly they're the ones passing legislation and not us. They got a promise for some committee seats. Oh, and a new special committee to investigate the deep state. Now, that last promise is just about the only one that has any promise at all. And sure, it would be good to get all of the dirt about the FBI and the CIA and the FDA and the CDC and HHS and CPS and the DOJ and DHS. We'd love to learn what they've actually done to censor and attack American patriots. But even then, I'd like to ask you, when was the last time a Republican committee made a difference in your life? Oh, wait. What did the Benghazi hearings do for you? What did the Hillary Clinton email server hearings do for you? Entertainment value, maybe? I don't know. They certainly helped Fox get a bunch of ratings. And I'm sure that this next committee will do exactly the same thing. But I'm not convinced that we'll see much else at all. So if you set all of the other concessions aside, the people who backed McCarthy will say, well, we had to pick somebody. We can't just go without a speaker. They might pick a Democrat. First off, no. They were never going to team up with Democrats. That was all fake. It was a fake threat. And second, why can't we go without a speaker? Me, personally, I'm fine for months of gridlock. It's time right now that the rest of America got comfortable with that exact thing. Close down the government. Go for broke. Make the deep state howl when they don't get their paychecks. And when they want their paychecks to resume, as a ransom, make them rehire all of the troops and all of the employees forced out because they didn't get jabbed with a bioweapon. And make them give them back pay, too. Listen, the point is, it's obvious at this point that the federal government is basically at war with us, with its own people. Shutting down and defunding this government should be a piece of cake. Oh no, now the FBI can't hunt us down. What a shame. Oh no, wait, now DHS can't send censorship requests to social media. Oh no, now we can't cut a $40 billion check to Ukraine. Oh no, now we can't process more immigration cases at our 100% open border. So yeah, I would have been fine with no speaker. But instead, we're getting Speaker Kevin McCarthy. We're getting a speaker who is sure to fold on everything that matters to actual conservatives in middle America. Instead of America first, we're getting Ukraine first. Instead of America first, we're getting Israel first. Instead of America first, we're getting China first and Mexico first. America last, always and forever. So we got to ask ourselves, like, how did this happen exactly? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for starters, who talked this big game about impeaching Biden and tearing down the DC Uniparty, became Kevin McCarthy's number one cheerleader. I have my own theories about how that one happened, probably best not spoken here. Even Congressman Paul Gosar, who we know is a real conservative, ended up voting for McCarthy at the very end. If you want, go to my Twitter. Go back and look at that video as he changes his vote. You tell me, does that look like a man who's happy that he made a deal? I don't think so. So what had to happen exactly to get him to flip? Politics is fake. Every election, they tell you it's the most important election of our lives. But voting is fake. And the results are fake too. Noel Fritch is a conservative political operative in front of this program, and he joins us now to discuss this. Noel, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu.
On top of all of that, the fake corrupt actor that wears leather and high heels and plays the piano with his penis, the president of Nazi Ukraine, tweeted an emotional note to Kevin McCarthy, quote, "Congratulations to @GOP leader on his election as the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. United States support in all fields has been vital for Ukraine's success on the battlefield. We are counting on your continued support and further United States assistance to bring our common victory closer." End quote. To that, you say what?
Well, look, Stu, you're exactly right about everything you said in the lead up there in that intro. And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're doing yeoman's work out there. Look, all these elections being fake, it looks more and more like that every single passing election. That's absolutely correct. But the fact that we have Zelensky walking in and saying, hey, thanks for the possibility at future billions, that tells you that something's going on here in that little tiny election with 435 of those cretins, or 434, one passed. There's where rubber meets the road. He's likely to get more cash out of Kevin McCarthy, and he knows it. It's disgusting. Now, everything with the lead up to the Freedom Caucus, the 15 votes, the Friday night news dump, it's disgusting that they would plan that. Scalise adjourns at 4 p.m. Friday afternoon, says, oh, let's come back at 10 p.m. The second that happened, I knew it was in the bag, sadly. But there's a lot of takeaways, and this is part of the deep state media industrial complex's plan. They always flood the zone with a ton of stuff so that it's hard for us to sort of sift through and laser focus in on what matters. There's tons of takeaways here. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fraud. Absolutely. She's teaming up and saying, these votes don't even matter that much. That's totally bogus. A bunch of the Hannity, Levin, Hugh Hewitt, a bunch of these guys are total phonies. Now, and Beck and Bannon are saying, oh, we got the biggest win ever. It's not the biggest win ever. There is some substantive wins. There are some substantive wins there inside of the rules package. You alluded to a few of them. And there's one big one that really matters. It's the motion to vacate the chair. That's the number one thing that you, Stu, and I, and a lot of the folks on the dissident right were really honed in on, and we got it. Now, here's the key. Will the Freedom Caucus deploy the motion to vacate the very first time that Kevin, and here's why Marjorie's a total fraud, Kevin is going to team up with Democrats, okay, to go work with Schumer and go work with Biden and pass crap for Zelensky, and that's why Zelensky is thanking and congratulating Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, let's just be 100% clear here. Kevin McCarthy is an enemy of the state. He's an enemy of the people. He's an enemy of America. He is pro-China. He is pro-Israel. He is pro-Ukraine. The guy wore a Ukrainian pocket sleeve. Marjorie Taylor Greene absolutely is a fraud. You'll remember I was ostracized at AFPAC for saying that very thing right in front of her and to her face. I called her faker Marjorie Taylor Greene for her own the libs rhetoric.
People a year ago.
Hated that. Yeah, that was a year ago. Now everybody knows, well, guess what? Stu was right. What makes you feel like these people are going to use the motion to vacate the chair?
So I actually do think that there are enough folks inside. There's one of the other takeaways is there's basically two factions of the Freedom Caucus. Okay. The Scott Perry, Chip Roy wing. These are the guys. I'm going to break some news here for you, Stu, right now on your air. I have from several sources that there were major big donors, Koch brother type donors, big oligarch type donors that were calling the entirety of the Freedom Caucus. And there's a handful of those guys who don't even see any of that money. And those were your top 5 or 10 guys. Good, Gosar. Okay, Gates doesn't take any of that big money. A handful of those other guys don't see any of that money. But everywhere else across the entire GOP conference, big money was coming in and threatening. And then here comes Donald Trump. You saw Marjorie holding her phone up, threatening. And the big news is that's who they were caving to. They weren't caving to Donald Trump. The Republican Party was caving to the big money interests, okay, who's on the side of the Democrats in the Uniparty. Those big money interests team up together against the American people because they make their money globally.
So why did Donald Trump team up with McCarthy?
Talk about a loser here. The guy wants to come out and say he got the one. I don't know, man. You got one vote when Gates nominated you and voted for you for speaker. I think it's very obvious that Congress hates Donald Trump. The guy, he's going to have a hard time going forward, I think. Maybe he comes through this the next year or so, year or 15 months is going to be a total S show. We'll see what happens. But the takeaway, you have two sides of the Freedom Caucus. There's 5, 8, 10 of those guys who are going to do some battle. I'm confident when Kevin McCarthy starts sliding votes away off the back end of his conference and the first votes today for the rules. And then here's what we should be looking for. Now the work begins. Every day, total war. Every day should be like the last week, okay? Because the whole project now is stopping Kevin McCarthy from going and working with Schumer and Biden. And there's a ton of pressure on him from all of his paymasters to go and do that.
So what's going to happen to America now?
America is in the process of coming to a realization that they actually have to wake up, put on their boots, and go do work of holding these people accountable.
Okay, but there is no accountability, though. That's my whole point here. There's no political solution to this. These people are depraved. They're disgusting. They're vile. Did you see the eyes of Marjorie Taylor Greene in all of the pictures when she was near Kevin McCarthy? Did you see this gesture where she was grabbing towards his genitalia? These people are doing this right in the wide open because they don't care. They know that there's no recourse. They know they can do whatever they want because nobody can ever remove them. They have completely turned their back on their constituents. Constituents, what is that? Marjorie Taylor Greene does not represent the voices of Georgia. She's not there. She completely turned her back not only on Georgia, but on America as a whole. So have all of these people. There's no accountability. Yep. There's no political solution. Prove me wrong.
So it certainly looks that way. Here's what I'll say. I think we haven't seen what true accountability looks like. Everything that's done in the dark is going to come out into light. You can't hide forever. Okay. We don't know what that accountability looks like.
How much longer can we wait for this stuff to come to light? I mean, they're actively murdering us en masse right now.
It's a good question. And we shouldn't wait. Everybody should be mobilized. This place, rather than a Fed run J6 or a Fed run Brazilian J6, like we're seeing right now down in Brazil, there should be pitchforks and torches in the street for these jerks who are voting to send our entire future, this country's entire future, to China and elsewhere. If folks aren't angry enough after all this nonsense, then they need to be, take off, take a vacation.
There's not a media outlet out there that's being honest. I mean, we're just supposed to pretend that thousands of athletes collapsing and presumably dropping dead, dying suddenly is just normal. Over 1,000 of them in the last fiscal year. We're just supposed to pretend that, you know, China isn't gearing up for a full kinetic military invasion of our country. That's happening right now. Warships are moving right now towards us. There are missiles pointed at us right now. Not one peep from the media. Not one.
Right. And a lot of this, the backstroke of this whole thing is a lot of it is just distraction. Like, so today, all of your Hannity and Beck types and Levin types are going to be saying, okay, time to move on. Let's go look at Jim Jordan, shake his elbows for another fake committee hearing. Now, I do believe the Massey hearing, he's actually managed to extract some promises and secure some teeth in enforcement mechanisms in his committee that he's going to have, that church style committee. I don't know what it's going to be called just yet. Everybody needs to be demanding Nuremberg 2.0 for what was happening to us with this bioweapon. Okay. It needs to be nothing less than pure acquiescence on the behalf of these S bags who sit up. They're so self-satisfied. It's disgusting. You sit there watching them. They stand up and they clap for each other because they nominated somebody. Are you kidding me? It's disgusting. Stu, I'm right there with you in the total just righteous indignation. That every single American needs to feel that in their gut. They need to know that their children and grandchildren's progeny and futures being sold down the river across the Pacific, as it were, and they need to get up and go start pulling some scalps, okay? Metaphorically speaking, okay? And we don't know what God's righteous justice is going to look like yet, Stu, but we do know God uses imperfect men to exact that righteous justice. And so if I'm in Congress or if I'm at the DOJ, I'm starting to get a little bit hot under the collar right now because, business as usual isn't going to continue for that much longer.
Well, certainly it seems like it will as long as Kevin McCarthy is the House Speaker and these fake, phony, fraud, cuck, coward actors are sitting members of Congress. Imagine allowing these words to leave your mouth. The Honorable Kevin McCarthy. It's just absolutely disgusting. We have had CCP infiltration in this country as close to the president as his chief of staff with Mark Meadows and his ties to, as National File reported, the Taiha Institute and the ridiculously named Humpty Dumpty Institute. This is decades-long infiltration, and now the China-friendly CCP operative, Kevin McCarthy, ostensibly, is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. What happened to them wearing American flags on their lapels? They're wearing Ukrainian flags. Kevin McCarthy was wearing a Ukrainian flag on his lapel. He was wearing a Ukrainian-colored pocket square in his suit jacket. This is America last. Ukraine first, Israel first, China first. The enemy of the state is sitting in the speaker's chair. Noel, final words. I got about a minute left.
It's time to bring the pain. That's the only way we fix this. Everybody in the sound of your voice, Stu, has to be ready to bring true pain for these folks. They have to feel an acetylene torch up under their rear end every day just because we got a speaker taken care of on Friday doesn't mean that we get to self-lobotomize.
A torch to do what, though? I mean, to vote them out? Voting is fake. So I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around how to bring the pain, how to increase the pressure.
Look, Maxine Waters told us, get up in their grill, go to their dinner, have homes, they drive around, they exist in space. Absolutely, make them feel pain, make them feel uncomfortable, and demand that they give you what we need, which is Nuremberg 2.0 style military tribunals to prosecute all of the people like Rachel Maddow and Tony Fauci, who killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people here on this continent. And the next is Nuremberg 3.0 for the price fixing and collusion that is driving this massive inflation, which is killing another tens of thousands of folks with starvation, homelessness, drug addiction, fentanyl, opioid abuse. Look, we got to have drastic measures to get this stuff fixed quickly. Now,
yeah,
nothing less.
Yeah. They said that we were bringing the chaos. Imagine a leader, a minority leader, actually allowing this to get this far. That's chaos. That's chaos. And by the way, Noel Fritch is not just a coward saying these things. He's actually leading by example. If you go to my Twitter and go to National Files Twitter, you'll see plenty of footage of over the last week, Noel jumping out on these people, finding them in D.C., approaching them, getting them on the record, and holding them accountable. I believe Mace called you an asshole right there on television. These people are vile and disgusting. Noel Fritch, thank you so much for your efforts. We appreciate it.
Thanks, too.
Of course. One of the places that you can meet up right now, January 20th through the 23rd, to start organizing efforts, We Have to Be the Plan. Restore Freedom Rally is happening in Orlando, Florida. It's a great opportunity. Go to restorefreedomrally.org right now, restorefreedomrally.org. Get your tickets and get to that rally. Very important. People will be there. Very important. Planning will occur. Do not miss it. If you can get there, Orlando, Florida, January 20th to the 23rd. Go to restorefreedomrally.org right now and get your tickets. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
For healthcare you can trust, go to dissidentdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere. By visiting dissidentdoctors.com and the Wellness Company, you get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to dissidentdoctors.com and join today.
Kevin McCarthy, leading the House of Representatives, is sure to bankrupt you. He's probably writing that $40 billion check to Ukraine right now. Why wouldn't he be? Of course he's doing that. Protect yourself against the government theft right now. Gold and silver. Call my friends Gold Co. right now. Get physical gold and silver. Get out of this system. 855-706-GOLD is the number. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, calling Gold Co. at 855-706-GOLD, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your account. Call Gold Co. right now, today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Welcome back. So health experts are completely baffled by what's causing hundreds of professional athletes at the peak of their physical condition to just collapse suddenly. But they are 100% certain that it's not what you think it is. Also, experts are not telling you about a full-blown recession that we're in. Our next guest is our in-house financial expert, Carlos Cortez, who joins us now for the Money Minute. We're actually, you're saying, in a full-blown depression?
Well, here's the thing. They keep changing what a recession is, Stu, right? The definition of a recession. We talked about that early last year. And now they're going to change the definition of what a depression is. So, as you guys know, a depression is literally four quarters of negative GDP. And, you know, with the GDP the way it is right now, things are looking bad. Interest rates are all over the place. The market will have a negative outlook, I feel, this year. And if clients or people or investors, the American retiree, do not protect themselves and de-risk into assets that do well when the economy goes down, you're in it for a long, long scary ride.
So as you're looking at the economic landscape right now, what concerns you the most about the untold stories of what's happening financially in America now?
The untold stories is the actual people not wanting to work right now. Anywhere you go in the country, you can't get service at a restaurant.
So what does that mean for me, just a middle-class tax-paying American trying to raise three kids?
Yeah, what that means is that the landscape, the unemployment or the employment landscape is everybody wants to do like Airbnb or they want to, the structure of the 1099 W-2 is completely changing here in America. So everybody wants to be 1099 and not W-2. So there's going to be less taxes going to the federal government. There's going to be a lot of a lot of volatility with the uncertainty of the economy. And so when the feds, the actual feds, start making notes of, hey, where's the inflows are coming from, they're going to make rate adjustments according not just to the market basis, but the basic fundamentals of the economy. And what that means to everyday Americans is that we don't know the future outscape of America this year. And if our GDP is going to be good or positive finally, and we're just going to have a lot of 401k losses.
We don't know if China's going to invade us. We don't know if the bioweapon, euthanasia, deadly heart attack, clot shot injections are going to end. We don't know who is going to run for president. I mean, there's so many unknowns right now. Right. And now we add this financial burden to people with this unknown as well. Can you help them? I mean, is there a way for you to give them stability in an otherwise completely unstable 2023?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like an advertisement, but we have the solutions, too. I mean, we've been doing this for years, over a decade now, and we just want to protect our God-fearing Americans.
I don't care if you make it sound like an advertisement. I mean, we want people to call you. Right. This program has always been about saving lives, and that means keeping your finances in order. We have no problems referring people over to you. We're going to do it again right now. If you want that free appointment, please go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com for Cortez Wealth Management, or you can call Carlos in the office anytime, talk to him or one of his awesome independent fiduciary experts there. That's what they are. And they have the same values and faith and morals that we do here, which is why we recommend them highly. And you can call them at 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. We appreciate everything that you've done for our viewing audience and that we can trust that you'll continue to do it. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here and for being a part of this platform. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Of course. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. The miracle mineral is magnesium. Make sure that you have enough of it in your body to help combat stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and ultimately an early grave. The 7 most critical types of magnesium are found in Magnesium Breakthrough's full spectrum magnesium. It's not like other magnesium supplements that are going to act as a laxative, which you would never take on purpose when you start your day. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which leads directly to low mood and sleepless nights in an early grave. Combat that properly. Have a magnesium supplement that you can trust. It's Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New year, new you. How many people say it? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. Maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. So this is a story from a few weeks back that sadly didn't get enough attention on this program, but hey, better late than never. The battle against these killer COVID bioweapon jabs is not a cause limited to America or even the West. Now, over in Japan, top medical voices are warning about these shots also. A collection of professors and researchers at some of Japan's leading universities are now conducting new research on these COVID injections. Dr. Masanori Fukushima of Kyoto University is one of Japan's most distinguished doctors. He has hundreds of scientific publications and thousands of citations. He's an oncologist with more than 25 years of experience, and last November he delivered a stark warning to the Japanese public. He said, quote, "The harm caused by these vaccines is now a worldwide problem." Well, given the scale of adverse events occurring after the shots, he said, billions of lives were in danger. Dr. Fukushima said more research into the shots is necessary, and that in the meantime, full medical freedom for the public to choose not to receive these shots is essential. Chris Skye is a Canadian dissident who has repeatedly been arrested for fighting against vaccine and mask mandates. He's been a freedom fighter in Canada since day one, along with Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Well, the Canadian regime has been coming down hard on him, and he's set to go on trial in February as our full backing, of course, and he joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Actually, I started my trial a couple of days ago, and I actually got arrested upon arrival in Ontario. But I have to say this. Thankfully, a high-ranking officer with discretion, because he knew I was coming there for court, forced them to release me rather than hold me overnight. So I actually got started off to a good trial. It was supposed to be 3 days, and it ended up we needed another 2 days. So that's why I'm going back there in February. But let's talk about these shots. Let's talk about Japan. So these researchers in Japan are stating these vaccines are so dangerous that not only should we have medical choice, but now they want to do an investigation into all these different adverse reactions we're seeing. And the thing that tipped them off when they were doing autopsies on this, nobody really talking about this anywhere, the bodies from people who had been vaccinated had a higher than normal temperature, some over 100 degrees for dead bodies. And this was a theme that was congruent among all of them, regardless of how they died. And then they uncovered the same thing you uncovered, the massive blood clots. They uncovered all these heart conditions that are going around. So now there's voices they're trying to investigate into millions of these shots. And from there, everyone saw what happened to Damar Hamlin. He fell, collapsed. They said it was kind of a hit to his chest. That prompted somebody that I talked to over a year ago. Over a year ago, everyone remembers the Travis Scott concert in Texas. Everybody needed to be jabbed to attend. We had multiple people, I think it was over 10 people, collapse suddenly. Some of them died. We're talking children to young adult age. At the time, I got a phone call from a man who purported to be the uncle of one of the females who collapsed and did not die on the spot. She spent the next like 4 to 6 weeks in and out of hospital and eventually did die. And at that point, I never heard from this gentleman again until the Damar Hamlin incident. He contacted me and he told me a very chilling story. And this is not a unique story. That's the scary part. He told me that it was determined that the Moderna shot is what caused his family member to pass away. And rather than go public with the story, Moderna came in and basically put this entire family, immediate and extended family, into like a witness protection style program where they relocated them to a different part of Texas, gave them new house, new cars, new cell phones, new everything. And they weren't allowed to talk to people from their previous life. And they weren't allowed to talk about what was going on.
Wait a minute. I mean, this sounds like a movie. So you're talking about a big pharmaceutical company actually came through and gave these people a new life, a new identity.
And how could they do that without the government? And that's what everybody needs to know. This is a joint operation. This is a military operation between the government, the pharmaceutical companies, and they're involving the military. And they are under military doctrine. And in military doctrine, the law of war states that civilian casualties, whether intentional or not, need to be dealt with. And the best way, and I got military and government documents sent to me from a female researcher who saw my original video, and that's how I know this, and I posted these documents on my Telegram, and it shows that literally the standard operating procedure for when the government or the military and their partners, Big Pharma, indiscriminately or accidentally kill civilians, they call them casualties of war, and the most common method to deal with this is exactly what they did there. They isolate them and they give them a basic, offer. You're going to take this much money and you're going to do what we say or else. And this is happening to thousands of people. And it comes with a gag order and it comes with hush money. So they're literally killing people and then paying off their loved ones just to sweep this under the rug. And it's not just happening at the Travis Scott concert. This is happening all over the world. And this is happening every single day. In some cases, all they have to do is tell someone they'll pay for a funeral and the person will keep quiet. But in cases like this, when a young person, 18-year-old, dies, they have to go a little bit more extreme. But
Chris, let's just unpack this just a little bit here. So let's start with the Travis Scott thing. So I don't know exactly how many people purportedly died there. I think 13, maybe a dozen, something like that. the cause of death was a stampede. That's what we were told, that they were smothered and suffocated and they died. But you're saying, no, all of them at the same time fell out because of the bioweapon injections.
100%. And I want to correct you there. They didn't even claim that any of them suffocated. That would have actually made sense. Because if you died from a stampede or being crushed, the only ways you could actually really die is from suffocation or asphyxiation, a broken neck, broken back, some broken ribs that cause internal bleeding, and you died eventually. But these people all just basically had the same thing that happened on Monday Night Football, just dropped. And some of them passed away then. And this girl, for instance, went in and out of hospital. They were running tests on her. They put her on all different types of medication. And eventually she died of organ failure, was the official cause of death, was what I was told.
So,
and this, this is going everywhere. We just saw, just to back this up, we just saw in the last couple of weeks, I think, an 18-year-old MMA fighter, female champion, passed away after she was jabbed. They're trying to pretend like it was a suicide, but they're not really claiming it. And now we just had another 16-year-old female flag football player drop dead on the field. So they can't say it was because she got hit in the chest or anything like that, what they did with that. So they're literally, it's catching up to them. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Dr. Fauci retired right at the end of 2022. I think they all realize that a tidal wave of death and a tidal wave of adverse reactions are going to come. And they're literally coming up with every single excuse they can to say that it's anything but the jabs. And that's exactly what it is.
We can put this on the screen right now. This just happened as well. It looks like CTV Edmonton. In Canada, a reporter, Jessica Robb, said, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. She couldn't think. She stumbled over her words. And then when they cut away from her, at the time that they were cutting away from her, she was stumbling, looking like she was going to fall face flat into the camera. In addition to that, Old Dominion sophomore Emo Essien collapsed over the weekend in that basketball game versus Georgia Southern. He was able to get up. We're supposed to pretend like professional athletes at the peak of their physical condition, dropping dead and collapsing all over the place is just normal.
Yep. And to add to what you said, there were two other producers of mainstream media in Canada that dropped dead suddenly in the past couple of weeks as well. So you can add them to the list of all these unfortunate sudden deaths that we are completely baffled about. And for people that think COVID is going away, I'd like to take note. Canadians and everyone else still cannot fly or drive into the United States unless you are jabbed. I'm in Bogota right now. We flew to Colombia. They still had mask mandates on the airplane. And they tried to tell me there's no such thing as an exemption. I have to make a scene, pull up my doctor's note, and eventually they let me on when I flashed them the passenger set of rights and asked to speak to their conflict resolution officer. That was the only way I could get on the plane without a mask. And they're planning on bringing back restrictions. I want everybody to know that. And the way they're going to do it is, like they did with China, they're already testing people from China, Hong Kong, and Macau. So now all these different countries around the world are pointing fingers and they're starting to reinstitute tests for travel. We have to take a COVID test to travel to Colombia on top of that. And after the holidays, when kids are coming back from school, they're going to use the excuse of everybody mingling that they got to put mask mandates back in the schools. And they're already doing it in the weaker states like Boston, New Jersey, New York, probably California in certain places. So it's obviously going to have the same effect in Canada. So they're literally just doing the exact same game that they did before.
Put this article up on the screen right now. This is from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor public schools implement mask mandate following winter break. They're already doing it here in the United States. They're doing it. They're starting in Michigan. The person who made this decision, by the way, should be taken out back and put down just like Old Yeller. But this is going to happen. You're absolutely right. That's what's going to happen. These people got a hold of their power and they're not going to let go of it. So what's the answer?
The answer is what we've been doing this entire time. We just said no. We used united noncompliance to end the mandates. But the problem is we didn't really go and follow through on phase three of united noncompliance. We never really held these people accountable. People like Fauci are retiring with giant golden parachutes that they're going to be able to create an entire dynasty of more Faucis. And they're not going to jail. They're not paying any fines. They don't have any restitution to the public whatsoever. So until the public realizes that, like you said, these people aren't going to give up their power, and they're literally killing us with the death of 1,000 cuts right now through inflation and other means and blaming it on wars and everything else, We need to hold them accountable. That is the most important part of United Noncompliance, phase three. We got to finish it. That's why they're trying to organize another trucker convoy in Canada, because we still have mandates here in a lot of industries. People are still losing their jobs. People are still being forcibly vaccinated against their will. People are still being forced to wear masks. It's absolutely ludicrous. And it's not going to go anywhere as long as none of these people are held accountable.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. Let's talk about accountability. How do we actually make that come to pass? Because as we know, the judiciary is 100% sold out. They're part of this totalitarian ushering in of full communism and this Marxist takeover of the entire world. Big Pharma is our new government. Law enforcement is sold out. They're the ones checking the cups of coffee to make sure that you're actually drinking something and not just using it as an excuse to not wear your mask when you're outdoors in the sunlight that virtually kills 99.9% of any virus. It's all asinine. It's all ludicrous. It's all control. But when you don't have a real political system, I don't believe there's a political solution. Votes are stolen. The voters have been disenfranchised completely. Elections are totally rigged, fake, and gay. We don't have real representatives of the people. If you use your government set up in Canada versus ours here in the United States, it's supposed to be some sort of a representative constitutional republic. We don't have that anymore. We have no representation. So political solution, no. Judiciary solution, no. So how do you hold these people accountable?
Well, look at Brazil right now. They tried to steal the election over there like they did in the States. And now they have 70 days of turmoil. I believe they were occupying government buildings right now. So when the people have a revolution of thought, and that revolution of thought is exactly what you just described, that there's no political solution, there's no judiciary solution, and none of these people are going to be held accountable if we rely on their own systems that they created to insulate themselves from accountability, we're going to have to hold them accountable ourselves. And the best way to do that is non-compliance. And the non-compliance has to go as far as they want to take it. If they want to keep pushing these things until there's so many people that are disenfranchised, so many people that can't feed their families, that there's literally millions and millions of people in the streets surrounding government buildings and surrounding government's homes, what are they going to do at that point? Are they going to blame it on me and you that we riled up the people? No, they riled up the people. We're just warning them what's going to happen if they keep going.
Well, the answer is yes, they will blame it on you and I.
Of course they will.
Or me, or however you say that properly. I don't know. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a punk. But yeah, you and me, is that what it is? They will blame it on you and me, Chris.
Of course they will. They'll try. But like I said, if the people don't go along with that either, the last two times they tried to arrest me, the first time in Edmonton, they surrounded me with a whole bunch of police. What happened? Hundreds of people grabbed arms, locked arms, and said, "You're not taking them." And they walked me away from the police. The police followed on foot, in bikes, in cars. And guess what? They didn't get me. And when they finally did get me in Ontario, the police themselves were so disgusted with what's going on that they literally walked me out the front door and said, "We're not going to take you." So we just have to keep fighting. We just have to keep pushing. And more people are coming on our side every single day. And more people are getting to the point where they're not just questioning authority, they're ready to disobey authority. And when we hit that tipping point, and it's coming fast, there's going to be nothing they can do. They can't blame anybody but themselves. And I'm waiting for that day. And I see...
How long is it going to be before the next NFL football player collapses? How long is it going to be before one of them does completely die and is not able to be resuscitated on the field? I mean, all of these players, 95% of the league, were vaccinated. I mean, it's sad. It's really sad. And what angers me, I think, a lot is, what about the millions of other people? What about the hundreds of thousands that have already dropped dead all around us, but it took some NFL, athlete, Monday Night Football, 10 million people viewing audience to actually see it. And still, they're blaming this commotio cordis fake nonsense BS. Ernest Ramirez is the father of Ernesto Ramirez, a 16-year-old boy who had an enlarged heart and died after getting the Pfizer shot. Pfizer came to him with a money bribe and said, "Please shut up and stop talking about your kids." He said no, and he's still out here talking about his kid. Guess what? Not everybody is as upstanding as Ernest Ramirez, and these people have endless resources, endless money, and I'm telling you right now, I don't know the Hamlin family. I have not met them. I'm not accusing them of taking a bribe, but I am saying, look, if you don't have to worry about money at all, ever, for the rest of your life, and guess what? DeMar, for now, is allegedly alive and may make a full recovery. I don't know how that's possible. 9 minutes without oxygen. I don't know what's really going on there. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. But I am a very keen person who understands that we are being psyoped like crazy. And yes, it's a military operation. And so until maybe millions more view another incident like this, I don't know. I mean, this is something that people are just, even the people who are reported to be against the shots are coming out and saying, well, this couldn't have been the shot. Shilling for the shots, which tells you that these people are running a grift, because if the shots end, their grift dies. So these are the enemies. These are the wolves in sheep's clothing that are part of the plan to have you executed via lethal injection. You have to use your discernment. You have to use your better judgment. You have to independently, critically think on your own. You have to be able to use your eyes and look at what's right in front of you and not try to convince yourself that what they are seeing is not reality or really there. This is happening in the country. This is happening around the world. Chris, final words. I've got a minute left.
Well, I feel like we're literally running a circle and we're coming right back to where we started. Yes, the people finally realize what's going on. Yes, we stood up for ourselves. Yes, we got rid of most of the restrictions. But now look what's happening. Life isn't carrying on as normal. Now they're introducing digital ID in all the provinces. Now they're using inflationary things to try to destroy your standard of living. Now, because you got used to mandates, they're mandating things like electric cars. They're mandating kill switches in those cars. They're changing our cities into 15-minute cities, which is another way of saying an open-air prison where you're not going to be able to have a personal automobile. They're literally giving you a step-by-step plan of every way they plan to ruin your life, take control of you, and ruin the future for generations to come. And all you need to do is stop participating in their system. All you need to do is start running your life in a way that's best for you and your family and not in the way you're being told to. It's really that simple.
Unplug.
It's called being an adult.
Unplug from the matrix. Chris Skye, I just absolutely cannot wait to shake your hand. We've done this so many times. I admire you. You're a fighter. You can fight alongside of me any day of the week, and I'll be there to fight alongside of you. You've got my full support and the full support of the weight of this entire platform. Thank you, and keep fighting. God bless you. Thanks for being here.
God bless you. God bless America. I love you guys, and I'm going to go try to give my wife a good anniversary.
All right. Best of luck with that. Happy anniversary. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
A lot of people love carbohydrates. Let's face it, they taste great. So if you love carbs as much as we do, you should check this out. It's a really cool science trick that actually helps you eat carbs. You can consume carbs without gaining a ton of weight. Yeah, seriously, not kidding. It works for pasta. It works for pizza, sandwiches, potatoes, you know, all of those really tasty things. We actually learned about it from a doctor just last week, but it's super easy. He calls it the ultimate fat cheat. So we thought we'd spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. Check it out yourself and then spread the word. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Real science, too. TheHealthyFat.com/Stu. We'll be right back.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jab to our at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at DissidentDoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to DissidentDoctors.com and order it today.
Welcome back. back. Justin Finneman is a husband, a father of five, and a dog dad to two beagles. Extremely busy. In addition to all of that, he is also National Sales Director for the Clinical Division of Curable Premium CBD. You've heard me talk about Curable a lot here on this program. Family-owned business. All of their hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. You're not going to get any pegylated lipid nanoparticles or spike proteins in your CBD when you're dealing with that family-owned business. Curable. By the way, it's K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide. Anyway, Justin is a strong believer in lifestyle medicine and non-invasive, non-addictive medical solutions, and he joins us now to discuss the specific benefits of CBD. Justin, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, Stu. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. A lot of people are wondering, I've been online researching it from the very beginning. Obviously, when we discussed a partnership, I wanted to know what these benefits were. You see CBD on every street corner. People with Parkinson's disease are reporting unbelievable benefits from using CBD. Kids with ADHD, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. But you want to discuss some specific health benefits from CBD, and we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the big one with CBD that everybody goes to right away. There's two different sectors, but you look at sleep and anxiety and relaxation, and then you look at CBD being used for pain and inflammation. Okay. So those are the big things that can spin off into a number of different areas. But the reason for that is, Stu, is I've touched on this before, but I want to touch on it quickly again.
Sure.
CBD actually helps the receptors. There are specific receptors in our brain, okay, that are tied to what we call the endocannabinoid system. And CBD helps those receptors actually downregulate or relax in specific ways. And that's tied to a host of all kinds of benefits for our system. So essentially, it helps our brain relax. It helps our receptors function optimally. And that leads to a host of these different benefits. Like I said, from the anxiety, sleep, relaxation, all the way to the pain and inflammation and the different things that can help with our immune system and all the above whenever we lower the amount of inflammation in our body.
What are some of the things that people say about CBD that are inaccurate? For example, well, I don't want to be smoking marijuana all day, every day. I mean, a lot of people say that.
Yeah, CBD is not going to get you high. That is the biggest misconception that we have in regards to hemp versus marijuana. Okay. CBD is derived from hemp, not the marijuana plant. Okay. So that is the biggest misconception. You could drink an entire bottle of one of our tinctures. We don't recommend that, but if you did, you're not going to get high. Okay. So it actually has it's actually called an antagonist to the receptors. So it calms the receptors that the receptors get stimulated by from marijuana. So one of the ways that people, when they're high, actually start to come down off of that high is they combine CBD because it actually lessens the high for most people. So it does the opposite effect of get you high and actually helps with that THC being downregulated.
What are some of the tinctures for that Curable has?
Yeah, so the big thing I'd say that most people use the tinctures for, the number one searched item on our website is sleep. Okay. It calms the receptors at night, even above pain. Sleep is researched at a higher level than pain is on our website. Okay. So 30 minutes before bed, you use the tincture underneath your tongue, let the oil sit under the tongue for 30 seconds, then swallow it. It doesn't matter if you've had food before or not. And you're using that to help those receptors in your brain again, relax, so that you can sleep better throughout the night.
I tried so many different things. Justin, you and I have talked before. I have a sports injury that is incapacitating at times, pain. It's endoclavicular arthropathy, basically, is a fancy way of saying I screwed my crap up when I was playing sports. So I use this cooling roll-on from Curable, and then I also use the dry spray. It doesn't get all over your clothing and stuff like that. There's also balms and creams that you could put on it. But until Curable, nothing touched the pain. I mean, honestly, if I slept on that side, it would take me nearly an hour to be able to properly move this shoulder. In the days of bounty hunting, that was a problem because oftentimes I was physically fighting with people. And so that pain was paralyzing, essentially. But this Curable stuff, not only does it touch it, but it 100% takes it away. So in the gym, I'm lifting properly. My form is right. I'm not trying to make up for something and then further injuring myself. So if Curable wasn't working for me, it wouldn't be on the program anymore, and it works tremendously. So there's my personal testimony, and I would recommend that everybody go to curable.com. Again, that's K-U-R-I-B-L. You can see it right there behind Justin. K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, family-owned and operated business. I actually, full disclosure here, coach baseball with one of the directors over at Curable and Sporobio. So great family, great product. I fully endorse it, and we appreciate you being here. Justin, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Nootropics, brain supplements. I've just been informed that apparently I've been saying nootropics, which is completely wrong, but one thing that I have not been wrong about is the benefits of nootropics, brain supplements. They're the light switch, the on switch for your brain. As I've said oftentimes, my favorite is the focused savagery, and I get them at nootopia.com/stu. Nootopia, N-O-O-T-O-P-I-A, nootopia.com/stu. Go there, fill out the personal questionnaire, try it for 1 month. I guarantee you'll be hooked. Not addicted, but hooked. Because you know what? It allows you to bust through distractions, be more creative, more focused, more driven, more aggressive at times when you need it. And all of it is 100% safe and legal. Go to nootopia.com/stu. Again, nootopia.com/stu. We're out of time for today. A big show tomorrow. Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Ben Carson, along with Karen Kingston. That's tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.